I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The deputy head of Hezbollah said the Lebanon-based militant group is ready to keep up its fight against Israel and is prepared for a long war after much of its top command was wiped out, including its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Naeem Qassem said in a televised statement Monday that if Israel decides to launch a ground offensive, Hezbollah fighters are ready to fight and defend Lebanon. It was his first speech since Nasrallah was killed. As deputy secretary general, he is now the acting leader of Hezbollah until a replacement for Nasrallah is chosen. He added that despite the killing of Hezbollah's top military commanders over the past months, Hezbollah now is relying on new commanders. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
During a visit with Israeli troops stationed at the northern border Monday, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant underlined the mission of the Israeli Defense Forces to return the residents of the north to their homes. The elimination of Nasrallah is a very important step, but that is not all, he added. The U.S. military said Sunday it was increasing its air support capabilities in the Middle East and putting troops on a heightened readiness to deploy to the region as it warned Iran against expanding the ongoing conflict. Speaking on the U.S. ABC News television program this week, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has to be prepared for some sort of response.
We have to make sure that we are ready, and we are. We believe we have the force capability we need in the region, but it's not clear right now, too soon to know. There is already a very robust military capability to defend ourselves and to help defend Israel if it comes to that.
The announcement came 2 days after President Joe Biden directed the Pentagon to adjust U.S. force posture in the Middle East amid intensifying concern that Israel's killing of the leader of the Iran-backed Hezbollah could prompt Tehran to retaliate. This is VOA News. Russian officials have reported a major Ukrainian drone strike over the nation Sunday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
More than 100 Ukrainian drones were shot down over Russia, sparking a wildfire and setting an apartment block alight. Russia's Ministry of Defense reported that it had shot down 125 drones overnight across seven regions. The southwestern region of Volgograd came under particularly heavy fire, with 67 Ukrainian drones reportedly downed by Russian air defenses. In Russia's Rostov region, falling debris from 18 drones sparked a wildfire, according to authorities. They said emergency services were fighting to extinguish the blaze, which had engulfed about 49 acres of forest. I'm Karen Shamas.
A huge cleanup and recovery effort began in the U.S. southeastern state of North Carolina Sunday after Hurricane Helene late last week knocked out power for millions, destroyed roads and bridges, and caused dramatic flooding from Florida to Virginia and killed nearly 100 people. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Video from Friday showed streets in the picturesque city of Asheville submerged in floodwater. 30 people died in this county alone, according to the sheriff. Governor Roy Cooper called the storm, quote, a devastating catastrophe of historic proportions, and said search and rescue teams from 19 states and the U.S. government had converged on the state. George Carter was among those Reuters spoke to on Sunday, still reeling from the storm.
When you turn the corner and you see your community just full of buildings and trash and floating boathouses and floating homes, it just sort of takes your breath away.
Property damage and lost economic output will become clearer as officials assess the destruction. But over the weekend, insurers and forecasters said damage estimates range from $15 to more than $100 billion.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the aftermath of landslides triggered by heavy rains over the past 3 days in Nepal.
The number of people killed by flooding and landslides triggered by heavy rainfall over the weekend in Nepal reached over 190, while recovery and rescue work stepped up on Monday. Many of the deaths are in the capital Kathmandu, which got heavy rainfall, and much of the southern part of the city is flooded. Police said in a statement that over 30 people were still reported missing and nearly 100 injured across the Himalayan nation. Kathmandu has remained cut off all weekend as the three highways out of the city were blocked by landslides. The nation's Home Minister has announced temporary shelters will be built for people who lost their homes and help made available for the families of those killed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.